want to sell you shit. I didn't realize I even hit play.
Yeah, you just hit record on that.
That's okay.
Introduce us.
Welcome to Talking Shop with Chris and Josh.
I'm Chris.
That's Chris. We're fucking this up so bad already.
It doesn't matter. It's we awesome. Have a special guest star tonight.
Yeah.
Say hello.
Hello.
That's Katie, my fiance.
Hi.
She's very shy. She doesn't really want to do this, but she's here.
I'm not a special guest.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. No.
Like special guest?
Like special.
Not like special guest.
Anyway.
But a special guest.
I'm just welcome,
welcome back to Talking Shop. It's been, like 10
one
days.
1 week, 4 days, and 37 minutes.
I think it's been.
It's probably not.
We recorded in the evening last time. Anyway.
It's a Friday, yeah. That's okay.
Because of extenuating circumstances, the fact that we're kind of lazy, it's taking us forever to get back to it. But
Josh bailed twice.
It's not my fault. I had a rough week.
All right.
There's a lot of weeping involved.
Tell the story. What's Walmart.
No. I don't want to tell the story about how I had panic attacks because...
No, not that, not that, not that, no.
No! Oh, no. The man. That is not a good story for a podcast. We can discuss that later.
All right, well, you guys
somebody
else can ask.
If somebody really wants to hear it, I'll explain it to them, but it's terrible. Anyway, Talking Shop, Chris and Josh, Katie, yay! And hopefully things will get discussed.
I'm assuming something will be discussed.
We have almost a page of notes.
That's because you spaced every. Rob Liefeld is a jerk.
Yeah, that's basically that's every show for us, really, because he's a jerk.
Jeff Loeb.
Yeah. We've read some comics. I've loaned Chris a ton of stuff in the past.
I read quite a bit.
Two weeks to catch up on. I've only read one chunk of comics in the last week. So
Fear Itself.
Yep.
Talk about it.
I read Fear Itself. I've been really annoyed with Marvel events for a long time because they're just fucking way too common right now. You know, like 3 events a year.
Hey, it's been a week. Let's have another event.
Let's see who we can kill off and bring back in another comic. It's great. Fear Itself, slow start, and I was not sure how I felt about the first 2 issues or so, but then once it starts ramping up, it gets really good. Mm-hmm. The art's pretty solid. I like the covers.
Covers are really good.
I enjoyed them a lot. The thing with Thor's helmet having actual feathery wings on it. I thought that's kind of dumb. It's like, yes, because that says you're a real warrior if you have feathery fucking wings on your helmet.
You're a real warrior in San Francisco.
That's right. They will stop somebody from tickling you.
Watch out, boys. Here I come. Here's Thor. He'll be singing show tunes later on during the day.
That would be awesome, actually. I'd be okay with that. But the story's pretty good. There was some out-of-character stuff that just did not really sit with me.
What out-of-character moments are you speaking about?
Odin at the very beginning, for the first, like, 2 or 3 issues.
Odin is a fucking prick.
Yeah, for no reason. He's just like, I'm mad about shit! I'm just like, okay. I've been, to be fair, I haven't caught up on the Thor comic since JMS left. Yeah. So, I don't know, maybe Odin's been a whole huge dick since he came back.
He's old. He's mad about anything.
Old people are pissed at TV.
Hey, you shouldn't have, bitches! You canceled my show.
Some of it seemed like they had some good stuff going that they never really dealt with, but that's because they set it all off in, like, 42 other issues off to the side, which we can talk about, maybe follow the long box, that one later.
That will be. That'll definitely be addressed.
Yeah. I definitely enjoyed it, though. I mean, it was good, but I don't know if it was worth waiting, like, you know, waiting with sweaty hands and anticipation every month for it to come out, and then going, that was the issue I waited for? Okay. I did like Captain America holding the line, though. That was pretty badass.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like that he had a helmet on. That pissed me off.
Yeah, that was annoying. I did like the how they did the point ones.
Yeah, that was cool.
And I loved the Bucky coming back story.
Yeah, that one.
Hey, I died, but I didn't really die. Yeah. Look at this.
Yeah.
Steve getting pissed. That was
cool.
And then
he's getting ready to kick the shit out of Bucky.
Oh, yeah.
The only reason
you son of a bitch. And then
he slam him around a little bit?
Yeah.
And then Nick Fury was like, you gotta take it in. He's like, I'm gonna fuck you up, Nick Fury. Captain America's like, oh my god.
Nick Fury's like, oh shit. I might be Nick Fury, but I don't know if I can handle that.
I like it. In that comic, Nick Fury is kicking people with loafers on.
That's because Nick Fury does anything he wants.
Boots are for pussies. They're fucking loafers. He's like, that. It was very, what's his nuts? Not Starlin. Oh my.
Starlin?
No. The one cool artist back in the day that had, like, the pop art. and drew some really cool. Oh, Stranko. It was very Jim Stranko the way that went down. I liked it. It was cool.
I did like the scene where I don't know if it's a spoiler because the thing's been out for almost a year now.
Yeah.
But where Tony Stark.
Oh yeah.
Drinks.
That was really cool. And the Tony Stark Odin interaction that was really cool.
And if you Fraction look at the,
wrote that really well.
If you look at the bottle, it actually has Tony Stark Iron Man head on it.
Oh yeah.
With demon horns. And
demon in a bottle.
It says demon in a bottle, yeah. Nice. It's in French though.
That is really
cool. It's written in French, demon in a bottle.
And to those who have not read Demon in a Bottle, and our comic fans, you're kind of far behind on that one. It's one of, it's probably the best Iron Man story ever written.
And Iron Man's one of the few
I really, yeah, I really enjoyed it. Given superheroes real problems is always fun. Chris has a huge list of shit that he read the past week because he borrowed a ton of my stuff.
But I'm only going to talk about two of them.
Yeah, we'll see. I got a list. You got to talk about some of these.
I added more to your list while you were in the bathroom.
Yeah, I noticed that. So you got a lot of shit to talk about, Chris. What's the number one thing on here that you finally read, Chris?
I finally read Fables, the first volume.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was kind of like a more adult version of Once Upon a Time. Have you seen that show?
Yes, I have seen that show.
Do you like the show?
No. I think the show's dumb. Robert Kylie on that show? Fucking amazing. I love Robert Kylie.
Hey, pieces of salt to your show. I think you should...
Why don't you like it?
Since the problem is, now... Bill Willingham, the guy that writes Fables, has actually weighed in on this, because Fables was written back in, like, 2000. It started. A lot of people were like, once upon a time, fairy tales in the real world, occupying their own little town, Fables, what the fuck, rip off here? And the internet, in it, all its glory, was so angry about this, and Bill Willingham said, no. He actually, like, Mark Buckingham, the artist, first came in and said, no, we're cool with it, we're all just kind of playing in the same sandbox, it's fine, they didn't rip us off and all this, but, then Bill Willingham actually did an interview with Comic Book Resources where he said, it's not a ripoff. I've talked to these guys in person and talked to them, and it was really interesting, and we're cool with them. They're cool with us. And I'm like, okay. Because, I mean, especially with the previews, I had a very Fables-y vibe, and I was like, especially since ABC owns the rights to Fables on TV.
That was the first thing I thought of when I read Fables.
Yeah. Once upon a time. Of course, you're backwards. So.
I like the show, though.
You know what? I think it's kind of meh, but I love Robert Carlyle on that show. Robert Carlyle could do anything, and I would enjoy it. He could do, like, the life story of Newt Gingrich, and I would actually watch.
Hey, that'd be amazing. All right, anyway, Fables. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I did like that. I like the Snow White cuss in it.
Yeah.
Anytime I see Snow White saying, fuck.
Yeah.
Seriously? That definitely was an entertaining story to read. I'll have to borrow the rest of the volumes.
I can't talk about it.
All right.
If you don't play the game, you don't know. But if you do play the game, you just lost.
Oh, shit. I lost.
Oh, you play the game.
I really don't get that.
Katie doesn't get the game.
You don't want to get the game.
No,
don't.
He was trying to explain it to me, and I was like, I still don't get it.
He's half retarded, so you're safe.
I'm not retarded.
I said half.
I'm not full retarded, okay?
Fables, though, is...
Fables. I enjoyed it a lot. I'm going to borrow the rest of them from you.
I love the art. It doesn't get full into the full Mark Buckingham swing until, like, the second volume, I think. Mark Buckingham has drawn most of the series. There's actually a couple of issues later on that Mike Allred did that are really fucking cool. But Bill Willingham has said if he ever gets tired of writing, he's just going to hand it to Mark Buckingham, and it's just going to roll from there. It's a great comic. Just wait, because I think the third or fourth volume, and fifth volume is my favorite.
Geppetto? When does he come in?
It takes a while. Actually, I think it is fifth volume. You find out what's going on. But it's all about Boy Blue. He's my favorite character, besides... Because everybody has to love Bigby Wolf, because he is by far the coolest character in that comic.
Oh, yeah.
But
the way he played everybody at the end of the first...
Dude, he...
Why'd you have me here? Because I wanted a date.
Yes.
And then, okay, so I also read Deadpool 50, finally. It's about 2 weeks late.
Yeah.
That long pause was because all the build-up before this... And how excited everybody was, and how excited I was, and I was like, ooh, this is going to be a cool Deadpool story. No, it sucked. It really sucked.
Yeah,
it was like, I don't even know if I brought it in here.
You did.
I did!
It's in your angry stack.
My angry stack.
But it's only part one, so maybe 51 will be better.
No.
He's all no.
There were some funny parts. I fucking hate the art. I don't know who the hell's doing it. Look at this.
Wow.
The art is god awful.
The Kingpin has no neck.
The Kingpin, yeah, he's a fat dude. But I mean, he's a strong fat dude.
He's like a triangle.
Yeah, but the art in it was god awful. And yeah, that really disappointed me.
I don't know. Yeah,
The story, there's some funny moments, but all in all, it was just kind of a whole bunch of build up and a whole bunch of words. I'm looking at it as Josh is flipping through it and looking at all the words in there. It's too wordy for a Deadpool comic.
Why is Bob huge?
I don't know.
That is wrong.
But apparently Hydra Bob just beefed up like crazy. So that's that. Now I've raged about Deadpool 50. Sorry. Yeah. I burped in my shirt. It's okay.
Dakin's in the fucking Deadpool 2?
Yeah. I like him. Oh, no. And then, okay, so I also read Red Sun, finally.
My Superman Red Sun.
Superman Red Sun took me forever. I know, I'm very sorry, guys. I'm admitted
to one of the bestest comics of ever.
And Josh didn't like the ending.
I think the ending is a little meh.
I think the ending was perfect.
But that's kind of my thing with, see, look, fucking Wolverine has no neck. It's like
Wolverine don't need no neck.
It's like these guys went to the Chris Redfield School of Drawing.
The Chris Redfield.
Yes.
Alright, so, yeah, anyway, Red Sun, amazing story, good art. It was just an all-around fun read.
Yeah, if you think Lex Luthor is a cool villain before, read Red Sun, you'd be like, oh, Lex Luthor's a badass.
He was, when he was playing all the different chess games and learning stuff. Why do you have the TV muted? Well, I don't know how to lip read, so I figured I'd teach myself.
Yes.
Wait, who else does that? Yeah,
he was really cool in that. For those who don't know, one of the really interesting things is Stalin is actually Russian for Man of Steel.
Hmm.
Which is why it seems like natural. Yeah. And it's just really cool. I loved it. I have the action figure. It's the only Superman story that I will read anytime because I hate Superman so much.
Why?
Because he's bland as hell.
You're bland as hell.
That's not true.
Okay.
Superman doesn't cuss anywhere near as much as I am, therefore making me more interesting.
Okay. You win. I also read Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, the first volume.
Yeah, the Dark Horse
commencement
stuff.
Yes.
The newer Dark Horse stuff.
The newer.
Technically, it started back in the late 90s.
Technical.
Yeah, that's right.
Get technical.
That stuff was also
good. It was
good.
Fun. I don't like the main character.
He gets better. He's
Can't
kind of a dipshit.
His name. Yeah, he was kind of a Zane Carrick. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was kind of a dipshit in the first one.
They actually named the main Republic fleet station in the Old Republic video game Carrick Station.
Because
it takes place about
17 days.
400 years? 300 years after that comic?
Those games are amazing. I love those games.
Mm.
I haven't played the new one because I don't have a PC, but I don't know. I don't want to because I don't want to lose my life.
We'll talk about that when we get to our game episode, which will hopefully be next month.
Next month,
yeah. Our next Guys Night show is going to be video games, so if you're waiting for us to talk about video games
in full,
then you just skip like 3 episodes and we'll get to it.
Yeah, just pretend like you didn't hear the first one. Next 3 or so. I also read... what do I have? Batman 6.
That's the Court of Owls stuff. We can skip that so we can
talk about... The Court of Owls, alright.
Court of Owls a little bit later.
We'll wait on that. And my favorite. My favoriteest title right now.
Yeah, shit.
Winter Soldier.
Written by Ed Brubaker and drawn by Butch Guiche.
Guiche. There's nothing you can't say about this. It's just perfect. Although, there's one thing that did throw me off, and Josh has now just discovered it. The giant gorilla.
With a 50 caliber machine gun on page one.
But, if you allow me to borrow this back from you real fast, there is a...
Any comic that just starts with a gorilla with a machine gun, I'm kind of interested already.
Yes, it's... Bucky is talking, and he says, "Sometimes a mission just goes off the rails. It's understood. And then there are the times you end up pinned down by a gorilla with a 50 caliber machine gun." Anyway, so there's that.
Just like in real life.
And then
life.
He starts... he just starts, just bad-mouthing this gorilla. The gorilla takes off with a jetpack.
Oh my god.
There's some things that I questioned Brubaker on, because that was definitely one of them. But... Bucky even goes, did I just see that? Did he actually use a jetpack? But anyway, the story's great. If I should see, I think it's this one. There's Sentinels. See, is that another book I was reading just now?
You might Jesus. Be high. I'm looking.
I think there's Sentinels in the background. Okay. But anyway, it's fantastic. That's all I'm gonna say about it. Go pick it up, read it now, do it. Do it now. Do it to it, Lars.
The art is pretty good though. It's very throwback. Yeah. I like it.
It's kind of got like a noir feel to it.
Yeah.
I also read the finale to Punisher Max. And that's one I was really when I went through my pull list and jettisoned a bunch of shit, this is one I kept. That was one of the offshoots I always kept. But, it finally ends, and, there's only one real way you can do it. With, should I actually spoil
it? No, you things? Don't spoil that one.
Alright, I won't spoil it, but anyway, you can see it.
It seems very interesting. I want to check out, because the Punisher Max line has been through some very strange, random iterations. Hmm. Not too strange, really. But there's a bunch of it that I want to read because Welcome Back Frank was amazing.
The whole new series was really good. If you want to read it, I'll let you borrow it. But
still drawn by Steve Dillon, who's one of my favorite artists in comics.
I hate Steve Dillon. Everything he draws, every person looks the same.
But
it's awkward
Yeah,
it's awkward when Elektra looked like Frank Castle with hair. Seriously, why?
Yeah, he does really great.
His expressions.
Yeah, expressions.
But he doesn't do he can't differentiate between male and females.
You gotta read Preacher. Because Preacher, the art of that is just amazing.
I hate Preacher. I was actually gonna borrow that today, but
yeah. I've only got one. Anyway.
Should we get on to the big topic?
We can try. a lot of the stuff that's been going on lately, especially because I'm not sure the exact stuff that's going on, but there's a guy who was one of the co-creators of Ghost Rider, the original Ghost Rider, and has had a long-standing thing with Marvel about whether or not he owns the rights to Ghost Rider and stuff like that.
Well, what he was doing, as Josh informed me, was drawing Ghost Rider
and signing unauthorized comics at conventions, which is probably the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to sign a comic now, just so that Marvel can kiss my ass.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, hey, wait a second, whoa, you guys are on the internet, and we can't let you do this.
And basically, they were saying he wasn't, because he doesn't own the rights to Ghost Rider, and he was charging for sketches of Ghost Rider, he shouldn't be allowed to do that,
Jesus Christ. Which I think is
the dumbest fucking thing ever. Yeah. Because it's like, every convention that has cool artists at it, you can commission them to do a picture for you.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the article
even
says,
even if it's something they didn't draw.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I've seen a couple of really cool Matt Wagner ones. He did a really awesome Captain America that I had the picture of on my computer for a long time. It was really neat. But it's like, the Marvel guys, they're like, well, we don't want it so that you can't get a cool picture of your favorite character from any cool creator at a thing. But they kind of waffled on it, and it really...
It was the... Oh god, it was the beating around the bush bullshit answer that they're gonna pop out.
Yeah, because this guy has tried to sue Marvel for the rights, and they're saying that one of their big things is they said, well, he doesn't own the rights by himself. There were a bunch of other things. There were like five other people that were involved in this, and there was another older Marvel character called the Ghost Rider that rode a horse and in the Old West. And it's like, well, that's pretty fucking different.
Yeah.
He wasn't on fire.
Well, there, god. Damn it, I hate when I have something in my head and
it
vanishes.
It can't get out through your hair.
I'm right here. It's not like there's much up there to hide.
Don't make me remake the Putin joke.
Yeah, no. Don't do the Putin joke. That hurt my feelings. I cried about it for a month.
It was only a couple weeks ago.
I knew about it beforehand.
A week and a half ago.
I thought about it.
But yeah, he does.
I do. I hug a teddy bear.
So Putin joke, no. Anyway, so he's been suing Marvel for, and you know, they've gone back and forth in court, and this latest round of stuff he got, basically they tossed his case, said that he didn't have the rights and that he owed Marvel like $20,000.
Yeah.
Now, supposedly the guy is destitute. That's one of the big things. And Joe Quesada, or Joe Q,
Joe Cocksucker,
said in this interview that the first thing he heard when you know, they levied this thing against him. Because technically he doesn't owe him 20 grand because it's still under appeal, which has just been going back and forth. But he got a hold of the Hero Initiative, which is something he's really involved in, apparently, right away to make sure that the guy was doing okay. And they were like, well, he hasn't petitioned us for money or anything. And it's like, well...
Because he's trying to earn it?
Yeah.
I don't know, by selling pictures of...
A character that he helped create.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what?
I can understand...
My understanding is that he was the writer, too. Yeah.
Does Marvel actually need the fucking money?
Yeah, exactly. That's what a lot of people are like.
You bastard.
Well, it's not about the money, it's about the principle. And it's like, well, the principle of the thing is that you're trying to get money from a guy who's broke.
And trying to draw pictures of people he created.
Yeah.
There
was a really interesting quote. I don't know if you can... Can you minimize to that?
I can minimize to that. Yes, I can. Where is the quote?
There it is, right there. The quote, because I read the article on CBR, that said, in the course of conducting this interview, CBR News asked a follow-up question to Marvel's policies towards its creators, and then, quote, Mark Start, finally, issues of legal ownership aside, one of the most common complaints, if not the most common complaint about the comics industry, is that the deck has been stacked against working creators as far back as the industry's inception. Does Marvel feel a responsibility now to help support the writers and artists who helped build the Marvel Universe, and in particular the artists who had a hand... Or excuse me, had a direct hand in creating the kind of franchise characters that can support multi-million-dollar movie and licensing endeavors. The answer was, Marvel declined comment with a spokesperson citing the ongoing litigation. Meaning that basically, they didn't want to answer the question because if they answered it the way that makes them not look like horrible assholes...
They lose in court.
Yeah, they lose that case. Meaning they... By declining comment, they basically said, we don't give a shit about our creators.
Mm-hmm.
You got old guys that didn't make that much money back in the day.
Yeah, because, well, they've always had the deck stack against them. I mean...
Yeah. Like, we'll let you publish comics and we'll pay you for it, but we own everything you fucking do.
Mm-hmm. Stanley is smart. He stuck the fuck around.
Though they apparently started changing this policy in the 70s. We'll get into this in another episode. There's a guy named Bill Mantlo who's got a pretty horrible story to him. But he got screwed back in the day. But they in the 70s, Marvel changed the way that they did their creator thing. It was Jim Shooter when he was there. He tried to make the contracts different so that they'd actually own rights to some of these characters. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, like guys like Rob Liefeld end up in the 80s when they create Deadpool and Deadpool shows up in a movie, he still gets money off of that.
Yeah.
You know, so these creators would get a piece of their characters. Well, and poor Bill Mantlo. And if you don't know the Bill Mantlo story, it's really messed up, and we'll get into it later, some other time, because it's bad. Chris
knows about it.
I created a bunch of comics, and he's like, ah, don't worry about it, I'll just create some more, I don't worry about the money. Of course, now he needs the money.
Yeah.
Badly. But that's a whole different bag of hammers. But especially old Marvel, and I don't know how bad DC is about it, though from...
I haven't heard much from the DC side, except for
Alan Moore. Now, the Alan Moore thing here, if you don't know, Before Watchmen is coming out, Alan Moore does not want Before Watchmen to come out,
yes.
And he is not fucking happy.
If you don't know, then obviously you haven't listened to other podcasts that we've done.
I just have a
pity. You rage about it forever.
The exact line I wrote down is, Alan Moore is bad.
Alan Moore, not happy. Alan Moore, smash. Beard rape.
That's right. He will beard rape the fuck out of something. But this actually led to a really interesting article on Comic Vine talking about it. He did this like 2-hour interview over the internet, and he's just crazy old man the whole time with his crazy hair and everything. But
you know what he reminds me of? Did you ever watch Viva La Bam or CKY?
Kinda.
What the fuck's his name? I'll grab the DVD. Hold on, really fast.
Uh-oh.
We're at my place, so now we can do these things.
The wall of DVDs.
Hmm.
But
there it is.
Yeah, Alan Moore is just pissed about stuff. Raekyon. Yeah, he's like old man Raekyon.
Yeah. Raekyon is the bastard son of
Alan Moore. But. He had some interesting things to say, and apparently his contract when he made Watchmen was really brutal. According to him, because he's had people revisit it since, he said that the lawyers told him that it was the most creator-hostile contract they had ever seen. And we've talked about before Watchmen almost ad nauseum. And we're going to talk about it a lot more when it finally comes out.
In May.
Yeah.
I have it on the pull list.
And he's said that he doesn't want to sue DC because that's what they want. Because if he sues DC, he can't talk about the case.
And it's going to get public.
Yeah. And right now, he can talk about it all he wants.
Well, by suing them, they're also going to get the publicity, even more publicity behind this shit. People that don't normally listen to pay attention to comic stuff,
they're like, find out.
This is before Watchmen stuff.
Yeah.
It's pissing off this crazy man with a beard. He's learned.
He's British and mad about shit.
Ooh.
This article I read had a really interesting thing about how one of the main reasons that Alan Moore is so pissed about this is because copyright laws work different in Europe. The European Union and everything, and all these guys, when they got their stuff together.
Moral rights.
The moral rights issue. Would you like me to explain moral rights issue, Chris?
Yeah, since you know more about it, since you just told me about it about 25 minutes ago.
It was longer than that at this point.
Okay, it was like, yeah.
But in Europe, moral rights, when you create a character, you have your intellectual property rights, and there also, in there is something that's called moral rights, meaning that whatever you want to do with a character, you can do. Or you can make sure that somebody else does not do. And it's one of the main tenets of European copyright law. I'm not a lawyer, and Brian Michael Bendis will thank the internet for all being lawyers, apparently, again. What I read said, you can never give up your moral rights to a character. You can give up your monetary rights and no longer care about the money that you can get out of it or whatever, but you can never give up your moral rights. So if you don't want somebody doing certain things with your character, they never can. You know, and that's probably one of the reasons Alan Moore is so pissed off. Because when United States set up its copyright law, it specifically and purposely left out moral rights.
It's not just mad because he has a crazy beard.
Yeah, he's mad about things for reasons. And I think he's got a good point. We talked about that before. And on the other side of that, we just read that little thing about Rob Liefeld being a jerk.
Rob Liefeld. Yeah, he is bitching about one of his characters being turned gay.
Well, everybody knows that Shatterstar's gay at this point if they know who Shatterstar is.
Yeah. He wasn't supposed to be gay, and I don't have anything against gay guys, but he's not gay, all right?
And he said, his almost exact quote was that he couldn't wait to write it again so he could undo it.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta pull this up. Oh, fuck. Just did everything backwards.
Good job.
Yoosh. All right. I gotta pull up, somebody put a question for us. Sad thing is I have nothing about that question. We'll find out in a second. Anyway, I'm gonna pull up, Rob Liefeld's Twitter.
Oh, dear God, really?
Yes.
Hold on.
Rob.
Okay. So when you type in Rob Liefeld into to Google, it goes Rob Liefeld and then Rob Liefeld worst.
And then Twitter.
Yes.
All right. We'll pull up Rob Liefeld on Twitter. I guess this is the weekly bash Rob Liefeld bullshit. Let's see. This thing, it talks about the guys he created. He's writing, drawing Deathstroke, or attempting to.
Created Deadpool, Cable. Wow, it's like he just wants everybody to kiss his ass. Created Deadpool, Cable, X-Force, Youngblood, Supreme, Bloodstrike, Prophet, Glory, writing, drawing, Deathstroke, Hawk and Dove, Hawkman and Grifter. Okay, for one, he's not writing those titles. He is doing the story for those titles. He's having real adults come in and fucking actually write the titles. It's so bad. What are we looking at? Rob Liefeld's
Twitter. There's some things he posted. He just sounded like a total douchebag. I like this. He talks about lobbying for writers on Hawkman and just different things. It's like, seriously?
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you to be here? It's like, I want this guy here.
But, you know, I'll take it if he's not going to take it. Yeah.
Yeah, let's see.
Dorito Shell Tacos? No, click on that. I gotta see.
That's Nerdalicious. What? Anyway.
What, the hog dicks? That's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Doritos Locos Taco at Taco Bell. Anyway.
It's a Taco Bell It's a taco that has Doritos as the shell. That sounds like the most delicious retarded thing ever. I'm gonna buy like five of them when they come out. Oh, that's kind of interesting. The reason he stopped doing sketchbooks slash prints is because it wasn't a legal practice. Marvel is not the villain in that
effort. No, you did it because it required fucking effort.
It requires talent, which he has a severe lack of.
Let's see. I'm buying all the Court of Owls tie-ins because of what they've established in the last three issues. Great mystery and history ahead. Love it. Yeah. Don't you wish you could write that?
Yeah.
But you can't. Pull Smoker. Anyway,
No, not Pole Smoker, because he's gonna write that and retcon this whole...
No, you can't be! He's
gonna retcon our podcast.
Oh, God, I wanna pull up things this guy asked me about, because I don't know.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to the question at the end of it.
Alright, well, we'll get to the question.
Anyway, but, that's basically our big topic, and that's, should creators have more rights over their creations?
To an extent, they need to, but yeah. I mean, the way I feel about it, characters in canon,
yeah,
or in main continuity,
you're kind of
everybody else's mercy, because you're not going to write that every fucking time,
you know. Yeah, exactly. It's not like they started that series to write a finite thing and then call it good, like Alan Moore and Dave Gibbons did with Watchmen. That was never supposed to go any farther. That's that. So I could see why they would be pissed if those characters are getting fucked with.
Yeah.
Even though Dave Gibbons is. Given it kind of is...
Okay, yeah. Let's do it.
I don't know why they're doing it, but, you know, okay,
let's have whatever. It happen anyway.
Yeah.
But, I think that if you do create something, you should be able to show your creation.
Yeah. I can't understand why Marvel and would have anything to do with sketchbooks and
yeah,
prints.
Yeah, I can understand if getting pissed if somebody is... Say, I created a character.
Yeah.
And then...
They're mad because he was selling t-shirts,
too. I was selling t-shirt... Yeah, well, if I'm selling books now, writing new comics...
Yeah.
With this character that belongs to a certain company, and it's...
Yeah, that's one thing.
That's one thing. But if you're drawing a picture of him, or a t-shirt, come on.
Yeah, the guy's at conventions, and that's... That was apparently his livelihood.
He's trying to buy McDonald's. Leave him be! That's another case of Joe Q of trying to take somebody's goddamn Happy Meal toy.
That's right.
I don't even think it's his fault, but fuck him.
We need to do that as like a meme picture. Joe Q took my Happy Meal toy. Just a picture of some sad-faced kid.
And a fat guy with a Happy Meal toy. Aha! Your toy is mine.
Oh, Joe Q.
Cocksucker.
What else we got going here?
Would you like to chime in, babe? At all?
I don't know what
you
guys
are
talking about.
It's okay.
Oh, I want to have Katie plug her art page.
Yeah.
You gotta plug your art page.
Or you wanna play it now?
No, let's plug it now. It's gonna be a transition. We raged for a minute or two.
Talk about it. And tell people the website number. Or not number. Address. Yeah. Fucking number.
Tell them what you do.
Well, I'm an artist.
Damn right
she is. I'm trying to get my name out there. I only just started doing commission pieces this last year. And I've only done a couple, so...
And for all the nerds listening to this, she has done comic book stuff. But Marvel might be pissed, so
yeah.
we'll keep that on the down low.
It's a different kind of art, though. I'm not doing, like, comic books.
It's much better. Yeah, she does all
it's
sorts
like
of
fine
art.
Art yeah.
So.
You can look...
Like, comics is fine art.
You can look me up on Facebook. It's Katie with a K and two T's, Wagner's Art. And I have a website, but it's really long. So
we'll post it.
We'll link it.
The website's on my art Facebook page, so.
Yeah.
Okay. And my email address is on there, too.
Definitely check it out. Buy shit. It's fantastic.
Yeah. And I'm trying to save money for our wedding. So.
Yeah, see, it puts money into our wedding account.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah.
I don't have one of those yet.
I know. But we...
I think it's my bank account, but it's so low, who God knows.
All right. So we got... What do we want to talk about it? Court of Owls?
Yeah, I've been reading a lot about the Court of Owls stuff. I like the art, and apparently people are loving the shit out of everything Scott Snyder's doing.
Yeah.
So I am interested in the Court of Owls stuff, but I don't know shit about shit.
All right, I'll give you a quick backstory.
So we're going to have Chris give us
a quick rundown. The only Court of Owls stuff I've...
Relatively spoiler-free, anyway.
It'll be relatively spoiler-free. The only ones I've read are obviously the Batman title.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know there was other tie-ins.
Oh, yeah, dude, every Batman title has Court of Owls stuff in it right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dark Knight didn't. And not that I paid attention to. But the writing is so bad in that I don't imagine it happening anyway.
One face.
Anyway, Cordalis, it's basically this secret society that's kind of worked in the shadows of Gotham for years and years and years, and Batman was kind of trying to uncover it, and in the latest issues of Batman, he's been in this labyrinth. I don't think this is much of a spoiler. He was trapped by the Cordalis.
Oh, cool.
So it's not much of a spoiler, but it is very good. The art in the Batman books sucks ass.
It's Greg Capullo, who used to draw Spawn
back in the day. Just changed the name to Crapullo. Fucking awful.
Crapullo?
Some people like the art. I can't get into it. Josh is going to flip open the first book, and hopefully it doesn't spoil anything to him. Except the first page has Batman bleeding and
getting stabbed in the stomach. Apparently the Talon... their enforcers are all called Talon.
The Talon, yes.
Yeah, and they're like... spreading all over the place, fighting in other Batman books.
Yeah, the Talon's pretty cool.
They look really bad. I like how, depending on which Batman book you look at, they look different.
Yeah.
Which I think is really cool.
In the regular Batman book, there's been the one going after Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
But at the end, you see that there's some hundreds of these things.
Holy shit.
And I don't know what they're in, but it kind of looks like coffins.
Huh.
It's a little strange.
It looks really cool though. I'm not a big DC guy, and we can segue this into the next thing too. It seems like it's really hard to get into events now.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to read because I keep reading about how cool these books are, and I was like, oh shit, man, that sounds really badass. The art in that book is really badass. But I don't want to buy three issues of something, have no idea what the overarching story is, and then try to piecemeal everything together.
Yeah, I did that. I did that with Siege.
Yeah.
That was a mistake.
That's because the only thing worth reading in Siege was, nothing. Because the main title was terrible.
Man, Thor, you're taking down my nothing.
Yeah, a bunch of D-listers.
Alright, we raged about that.
Sentry staring at him. I don't know, now we can talk about the crossover thing.
Yeah, let's talk about crossovers and events. The events, the next one coming up from Marvel.
Oh, Avengers versus X-Men?
Yeah, Avengers versus X-Men.
Well, it doesn't even start till April.
April.
And everybody's talking about, all I see is preview stuff for that, and it's like, do they not care about anything that's currently going on in their universe? Yeah, it's
like everything's kind of like just there for now.
Yeah.
No one really cares about anything else, and then it's leading up to this big old collision.
Hullabaloo, if you will.
Which... honestly, the way it's kind of built up, it just feels like Civil War all over again.
But with the Avengers and X-Men.
X-Men, if you didn't know, sat out Civil War.
For the most part, they had a Civil War title, it was just basically them trying to protect mutants. Mm-hmm. They didn't care what side they were on.
Yeah, they didn't give a shit about it.
But Bishop was on the douchebag side, which is Iron Man's side.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting dirty looks for putting my beer near the computer. And Josh just now realized
mine has a lid on it.
Yours has a lid. Yours is all open hole.
Pound it.
fist bump in front of me.
How exactly does one fish bump? I think it requires a lack of limbs.
No, you just. I just wag your tail, alright?
Just jumping up and chest bump and it's the fish bro bump.
You've hurt me. Don't do that. But anyway, so yeah, the Avengers of X-Men, I'm kind of interested in it. I mean...
I don't know why are they fighting? Why are they mad about stuff?
You don't know yet.
Oh my god, so they're going to tease an event that nobody really knows what the fuck is leading up to?
What? Why the fuck are they angry? I don't know.
I know it has something to do with, the way...
X-Sanction?
Not just that, but the Children's Crusade ends. But I haven't read the end of the Children's Crusade, nor issue 8, because I'm missing issue 7, and I don't want to get too lost.
I mean, they have X-Sanction coming out right now.
Yeah.
It's not an awful, awful story. But
have you been reading it?
Yeah.
The art is fucking terrible because it's your best friend in the world.
No. It's written and drawn by both of our best friends in the world.
Oh, that's right.
Jeff Loeb and Ed McGuinness.
I remember when Ed McGuinness was drawing Deadpool and I liked it.
Oh, I never did.
Yes, you did. I liked the original Deadpool art. And then, when they changed, I refused to read it anymore. Which is funny because they didn't get in at the store. I was getting it anyway.
Yeah.
But then we can kind of segue this into what we're talking about before, which is, as I was reading Fear Itself, there was a bunch of really awesome shit that they mention.
And then you have to
go buy five other fucking issues to find out.
Now you will understand what's happening.
Yeah, I keep hearing about this stuff that happened with Colossus and Juggernaut, and it sounds awesome. But it's like,
I didn't get it. I heard it was amazing, though.
All I hear is people talking about it, and they mention it kind of in the story, and it's like, check, read these. It's like, literally every issue of Fear Itself at the end has a fucking like five books.
If you want to hear about this story, it's like a fucking choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
You want to hear about his story, choose this book. If you want to hear this one, choose that book.
And
press one for English, press two for fuck off. I don't want to buy more titles.
You know, but
it's expensive.
It's good in some ways. And it's bad in some ways. It's bad because you don't want to have to read 15 other comics to understand what's going on in the main story.
I like that the events, it is a good way to introduce new characters.
Exactly. That's
what it's supposed to do.
That's what crossovers are supposed to do, but I think not they went overboard.
And not when it's at the expense of, hey, go buy these books now just to, you know, get us some more money.
Yeah.
No, learn about these characters, like new characters, and go pick up the books if you like the character. Don't go pick up the book for no fucking reason.
Because you want to get, understand what they were talking about on this one page that they talk about being a huge event and then they never mention again.
Yeah, I also, you know what I really hate
in comics? It's very pandering.
I hate in comics the little bubbles. This happened in issue 5 of Douchebag Series 9.
Or, see issue this and like signed editor in chief, Bob Harris.
Yeah, no, fuck you and your stupid editor in chief. That's how I feel about that. I hate the fact that you had to buy all these extra shit just to know all the story.
I'm okay with it as long as it's done tastefully and intelligently. And it seems
if it's a couple.
But they just went overboard.
I can understand the big books. If it's a team book.
Yeah.
Because then you have all the stories.
Let's look at it this way. They advertise, four or five issues at the end of every single issue of Fear Itself.
That is overboard.
They want you to buy 20 to 30 other comics just to understand what's really happening in this title.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, they introduce the Worthy, and then you occasionally see them throughout.
Yeah.
But all the stuff that really happens with the Worthy, that are supposed to be the main bad guys of this event, happens in team books, or off to the side books. So you don't ever really get to understand what's going on until they release four fucking trade paperbacks later on that you have to shell $30 out for a piece.
Yeah.
Because they've released the hardbacks first now, and those are $30.
Oh, yes.
And then they do the soft covers, 6 months to a year later, if you're unlucky. Young Avengers loved it, but... And it's like, I don't want to spend $150 to read one story.
Yeah,
You know what? If I'm going to spend that much money on comics, I'm just going to rebuy the whole Ed Brubaker Captain America run and just read something that's badass guaranteed. And it'll cost me a lot less than buying all that other Fear Itself shit.
Not anymore.
Yes, it will.
No, it won't. It doesn't. Some of those issues are really expensive now.
Nah, well, just buy the trades, dude.
No, fuck your trades.
Buy the trades.
I like the single issues.
Shit, man, did you ever see the omnibus they had with Captain America? Oh, yeah. 25 issues, and you could get it for $50 at one point. And it was enough to kill a large, strong man with.
A large man.
Like a bodybuilder could try to rob your house, and you could brain him with that thing. You could
beat the shit out of him with a book.
And it would probably only take another one or two hits before he's done.
Wouldn't that be a great commercial? Just beating the shit out of somebody? Captain America book.
Yeah.
It is great for home defense.
You don't have to be a superhero to kick ass like one. Oh. Plus, dude, just lifting that book, you're going to gain 20 pounds of muscle over a month.
Yes! Oh, God. Man. I want to talk about Comic Book Men.
Okay.
I know you haven't seen it.
I have not seen Comic Book Men. I have heard tons of bad about Comic Book Men. I have a really awesome boss at work. He did not like the show because he didn't like the way they ran their shop, and he said that most of them were just dicks. Katie is nodding agreement. They're just dicks.
That's what I said after the first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one guy.
One guy. He doesn't actually work in the shop.
Was it the beard guy?
The beard guy, yeah.
Brian.
The guy that looks like a fat Alan Moore.
Yeah.
He's an asshole.
He's kind of an ass, but he's an ass in a joking way.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like...
My boss said that he was kind of funny, but obviously trying way too hard.
Yeah, he was trying.
He was sarcastic, to the point where he was just a dick.
Yeah, awesome. he was trying quite hard. I mean, I enjoyed it, and I got where he was coming from. It was more like that kind of... He's like that guy that you would love to hang out with if you were good friends with him.
But otherwise, you just hate the shit out of him.
But if you see him out of context, you're like, what the fuck?
I just want to hate
what is your problem?
I read a really interesting article on Comic Vine called, the title was Why Comic Book Men is a Compelling Argument Against Comic Book Stores.
I started reading that. I never finished it.
And that guy specifically calls out Brian Johnson, saying that this guy is a dick. Mm-hmm. And he's just an asshole throughout the whole episode and a child. And then, you know, to make sure that he looks really good, Brian Johnson emailed him back basically saying, my podcast has over 3,000 listens a week and you're a dick. Shut up. I'm just like...
Yeah.
I believe he closed it by saying, fuck you, dipshit. And I was like, keep it classy, bro. Keep it classy. It's like, why?
I listened to the podcast today at work.
Yeah, we were listening to it a little bit.
Yeah, it hit a quick little rundown. I mean, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed the second episode much better.
It made us think that, hey, maybe we don't have to be so prepared all the time. Yeah, not at all.
Yeah, I mean, I like Kevin Smith. I hate his stand-up. Stand-up isn't funny.
It's not really a stand. His stand-up isn't really stand-up.
It's kind of lean there.
And
yeah.
What's with the jersey he wears all the time?
That's because he's so big, the only thing that fits him is hockey jerseys now.
That's his own orbit.
He's like over 400 pounds.
You do know we've just ruined any shot we have to be on Comic Book Men, right?
You probably have to have some...
I'll tell Kevin Smith to his face that he's fat and I think he's cool. But his last couple movies sucked ass.
Yeah.
Red State.
Yeah, they have to have a middle school, like, home ex class, like, sew those for him.
Buy this quilt.
They're probably told it's for the school mascot.
It's a mascot jacket.
It's a mascot jacket.
He's not funny. Not funny at all.
You know, he's his stand-up sucks, but, I mean, he's...
My understanding...
Again, he's one of those guys that you wouldn't mind hanging out with, because he'd be funny in a regular situation.
Like, if you were cool, but, yeah.
And he tries really hard in the stand-ups, but...
My understanding is that the show is like trying to watch a Kevin Smith movie where only one guy has a script. And everybody else is just trying really hard to pretend they're in a Kevin Smith movie and not doing well. Which is funny, because, like, Walt Flanagan has been in tons of Kevin Smith movies.
Yeah.
You know, they mention Walt Flanagan all the time, like, that old guy's passing Walt Flanagan's fucking dog, you know? It's, like, ridiculous, but I don't know.
I think you need to watch it. I mean, the first second episode is much better than the first.
Yeah.
I mean, it does have the fun hijinks of a...
My understanding is that their whole, like, little fucking trip to the flea market was just retarded.
It was. They were just giving away shit, and then Brian Johnson was being a cocksucker. He was just breaking shit. He's breaking plates. And then this, like, random old guy comes over. Hey, you shouldn't do that. I watched that part. And I was like, I don't know how I feel right now.
It
definitely had its moments. But I enjoyed it. And I'm going to keep watching it. Just because.
The main problem I have with anything like that is that, especially, we talked about comic book guys in our last episode. And
these guys don't feel like it though.
They're not too bad.
They're not too bad. They don't have that.
Yeah, my boss said they weren't quite comic book guy.
Yeah.
But then the article that I read was like, these guys are just total douchebag comic book guys. And I was like, they could go either way.
They really aren't. I mean, I didn't get that. Did you get that vibe? Yeah. I mean, I think the vibe I got, I'd feel okay going into the shop. I'd feel.
Well, it's like in the Smodcast we were listening to. Kevin Smith was like, well, you know, ours isn't the type of shop where you come in and you don't know what's going on until you get the fuck out. No, we'll sit you down in a chair. We'll give you a back massage and we'll explain things. And it's like, okay. But yeah, my understanding is that it went a little too Pawn Stars with it. And like, oh, look, the first guy that comes in just happens to have an original Bob Kane sketch.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely had that feel too.
Just show me random guys that come in and talk comics. That would be far more enjoyable to me. I don't want to see if they have random really cool stuff.
Like on the second episode, a guy came in with a Star Wars lightsaber hilt.
Nice.
And he's like, I think this is from New Hope. And they brought in this cracked me up the first episode. They brought in a movie expert that they're friends with or something, and it totally took the line for Pawn Stars. I brought in this guy that knows this.
Yeah, it's like no.
I just started cracking up, but
I'm assuming it turned out to be fake.
Oh, I'm not done.
Oh.
He's like, well, I hate to. He's like going through it. And he explains that it came from like a light handle.
Yeah.
And exactly how many, because it's like a computer chip on that's a flip on and off switch, and it he says it has to have 13 little things on it, and he's going with great detail. And he's like, but this is a little light, and the guy's like, oh, he's like, I could tell you that this is not from A New Hope.
You know why I know that?
Why?
Because George Lucas, when they made that movie, they were on such a shoestring budget that they kept every single prop.
Oh, but...
For the most part,
anyway. But what he said, he's like, I could tell you that this isn't from A New Hope. It's from The Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, no shit, huh?
Yeah. He paid $60 for this thing.
Wow.
$60 for a...
And they said he could get, like, easily, like, $7,000.
Yeah, the guy that owned the thing bought it from another guy. Like, I don't know if it was an auction or whatever, but paid $60 for it. And I was sitting there thinking, I'll give him 61. I don't think he'll go for it, but I thought it was worth a shot.
But anyway, lucky being the one nerd that was there that actually knew. Like, ooh, lightsaber! Fuck yeah!
I mean, I like the show.
I bet you they were auctioning it off as either a lightsaber or just the weirdest looking dildo ever.
Metallic dildo. Cool down your partner's libido.
We'll take $5.
5 minutes.
It was probably some really creepy old lady that was bidden with him against him. Like, no, she went to 58. $60, too much. Too much.
That's where I'm going to draw the line.
And draw the line near.
Anyway, I do like the show, and I really like that there's actually a show on about comic books. It's kind of it's neat. I mean, it's made me have a more of a liking towards Kevin Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Mewes was on the last episode,
looking like shit.
Looking like shit. He looked drugged out, but
he's a cokehead.
He is. He's something. He's playing with action.
The whole time he's just like.
He's playing with action figures of himself.
They actually had to blur it out because he was like...
He was having sex with stuff. The action figures. He was like, here, take this. Yeah,
like, you know. That's bullshit. As long as it doesn't show genitals, they should show it on TV. It offends me.
Josh is mad. He wanted to see action
figure
porn.
I want to see simulated action figure sex on
TV.
Did
you see the article I sent you on Facebook about that?
No.
It was like
about
a review.
Simulated action figure
sex?
No, I haven't.
No, it was
I haven't
like
been
a review.
On that
I sent to you on Facebook. All
right, I'll check it out here soon.
Well, maybe we can link it.
We'll link it after this.
We're lazy.
We are really
lazy. We are lazy white people.
You're a lazy white man. I don't even know what you're talking about. Anyway, all right, so that's our rant on that.
I'll give it a chance.
Give it a chance.
You might enjoy. I might just skip the first episode to get away from the negative douchiness.
Like watch the second episode, then watch
the first one. Okay.
I mean, just
like, oh, these guys are cool. Then watch the first one. Like, oh god, I fucking hate these.
No, then you'll understand and be like, ah, that's funny, huh? The first one is, and I think they're both on demand.
AMC is normally a week behind.
Okay.
My girlfriend, like, because of she watches all the shows on demand. She knows which ones are up to date, which ones are the next day. Nice. It's weird. So you know, she's like, no, AMC is about a week behind. HBO is next day, and then I was like. Fucking god. It's like an encyclopedic knowledge of the shows she likes on demand.
I have on demand schedule in my brain. That's her superpower.
It's dude. That's her totally her superpower. Just wait till True Blood and everything starts up. She'll know what day those are starting.
Oh.
She'll be like, at this minute it will go over.
You
don't even know.
You just kicked in Katie's True Blood sense.
You and Allie need to True Blood bond.
Yeah, we do.
Even though the last season was terrible.
Okay, whatever. It's amazing.
The end was great. They're bringing Russell back.
I don't even know what happened. Russell.
I've got
who's
goosebumps.
Russell?
I look.
You need to watch it.
Who's Russell?
Get out of the fucking way.
It's so good. I love it.
I hated that.
I just want to watch it right now.
All the witches and stuff. We're True Blood nerding now. I hated all the witches. They just know the shit out of me.
I've
loved
seen...
Russell Edgington.
Well, I'm just glad I didn't stay just vampires.
Yeah. Bye, guys. I quit.
Yeah, shut up.
You leave.
You leave now. You sit in the corner and pet the dog.
I love True Blood.
If you can deal with the fact that the show has a really great sense of humor about itself, it knows that it's cheesy a lot of the time, and as long as you don't go, oh, this is just so cheesy.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be, it's kind of campy, and it's fun. Mm-hmm. And of course, Eric Northman is, you know, I'd
he's
do that
so
guy.
Hot. Me too.
I would do that guy. She's like, me too! As long as I take the first gay step, we're cool with it, right?
Oh, man. It's just so...
He's a handsome fella. Yeah, I saw some weird indie movie that his brother...
And he's really funny.
His
can
brother
I, can I
directed,
say something, please?
And he is in it in drag. He's walking around in a woman's bathrobe.
Drax is
the
whole
time.
Here with me.
Like a silky robe. Just hanging out with like, his legs hanging out. And just like...
Can I please say something, please?
Sure.
No?
Drax loves True Blood?
No, Drax hates True Blood.
You don't know that.
Drax hates True Blood. Anyway, what I was going to say, as I play with my Drax action figure... They feel very uncomfortable in this situation. I was going to say...
Action figures are your safety net.
What was I going to say?
I don't know.
Oh, yes, I knew what I was going to say. We were watching X-Men... Oh, I already did.
Oh.
X-Men 2 was on... No, X-Men 3 was on TV the other day. And Rogue, Anna Paquin was on there.
Yeah.
And I was watching her as Rogue.
It's interesting to see her not being...
I was watching it, and I said something, remember? You didn't realize what I said.
It's interesting seeing her in something where she's not screwing the shit out of Hawkeye.
Yeah, I saw it, and I was like, I'm kind of... This is weird. I can't see her as... I couldn't see her as Rogue to begin with, because...
Yeah.
It's not Rogue. It's fucking Jubilee. But, I,
Fair enough.
I saw it and was like, it's really, really difficult to see her as Rogue now that I've seen her naked.
Many times.
Many times.
Many times. It's like she's allergic to clothes. Yeah. And that's true.
She's like Taylor Lautner in Twilight. Just every 5 seconds.
Do you even own a shirt?
I put my shirt off.
I just want to walk up to that guy and say that. Do you even own a fucking shirt, bro? Like, kinda.
I do, but I keep ripping them. I don't know what happened. Anyway, Drax doesn't
None
agree.
Of these buttons stay. Oh, God.
I don't need to put buttons on my shirt anymore.
That's right. We can, Drax is kind of a hard sell.
Really?
Yeah. Well, since you brought Drax out, we can talk about action figures.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about the action figures.
And hundreds and hundreds you have.
I don't have hundreds.
Okay,
90s. 90s? I was 94, all right.
We kind of looked, Chris looked at the Avengers action figures.
I saw the Avengers action figures at Toys R Us, and I've been kind of, I don't know.
Are they worse than some of the Captain America ones?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
How did I describe the Hulk?
Oh, yeah.
The Hulk looks like, he looks like a turd after you've eaten way too many veggies. It literally, he's brown pants.
That's gross.
The Hulk doesn't wear brown pants.
And he's just some lumpy green dude above it.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. And Cap looks weird. Iron Man looks...
I don't
have high hopes for it.
It was very interesting because they kept teasing that line on other toys, but every time they went, it would be a black silhouette.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they didn't want anybody to know what the toys were going to look like. Yeah, and also they pop out, and it's like, oh my god, Ultimate Hawkeye costume with lumpy face fucking Jeremy Renner. I don't mind him, but I hate him as Hawkeye. You know my feelings on it. But, I don't know. It's like just like the Cap figures. For every really awesome figure, you know, they had, what, two ridiculously badass figures? That was Crossbones. And
Red Skull was
Bucky
good.
Cap.
Bucky Cap.
Yeah, Red Skull was good.
The Winter Soldier wasn't terrible. It wasn't as good as the...
But then, like, three quarters of the rest were just like...
Yeah.
Oh. Some of the Hydra ones looked interesting. But, like, hey, look, it's Desert Cap.
Desert Cap?
Seriously? Yes.
Desert I have to cap. Blend in the sand.
He has a fucking giant red and blue shield.
I know. Think about it this way.
They don't see him coming from there.
His regular uniform isn't fucking camo. Why the hell would he have a camo desert suit?
So Captain America can hide in the shadows.
He has a camo. He has a camo shield now. Oh god. I want to talk about.
Yes.
Legos.
Avengers Legos exist. They exist. We'll post the link to them. And it is very cool. The Captain America looks like shit, head-wise. The body looks amazing, but they didn't give him, like, a mask or a helmet or anything. It's just a normal leg.
Thor gets hair.
Fucking Hawkeye gets hair.
Yeah, I don't know what I said. Hawkman.
Hawkeye gets hair. Captain America is normal Lego head.
Yeah.
With a little... The knob, the little nipple on the top of his head.
Yeah.
And it makes me so mad because it looks like his head is so tiny, especially compared to the Iron Man one, which looks like he has, like, the head that's the size of a normal action figure. But some of the other ones look really good. It looks fun. The Captain America bike looked really sweet.
Yeah.
The Loki looked awesome as hell. He had the giant horn.
The only thing I was excited about that you showed me was the Deadpool Lego.
Yeah. Yes, there is a Deadpool Lego coming.
They had
a price on it. $20.
Fuck that.
It comes in a set with like
Wolverine and Magneto.
Or something. That could have just been...
That's what it is. I heard it was.
On the picture in the background it said Confidential from 2011, so... Mm. These pictures just now coming out. Really excited for it. Because I know you don't just have to have mini mates to fight your Marvel versus DC guys.
I don't do that.
I do.
It's just weird. I know you do. Mine sit up on the shelf.
Don't judge me. Mine sit on the shelf most of the time unless I get bored. I'd be like,
I think this
Captain needs to punch off them.
It's the most playing I've ever done. I'm moving Drax's arms up and down. He's actually performing the YMCA.
YMCA.
And Katie's having second thoughts.
But the Marvel Legos looking kind of neat.
I like it.
I have a buddy at work that doesn't even really, he's not super into comics or anything. He has bought all but one. or one, I think maybe two of the Batman Lego sets because he loves them so much. He puts them together with his 2-year-old daughter. And I was like, that's pretty awesome. I think she's 3, actually. Sorry, Jonathan. Yeah, he actually listened to this, so.
Did he?
Yeah.
A couple of guys at work. Wow, we know a listener.
That aren't even, like, super comic nerds.
I like it. What else are we talking about? I want to talk about figures I got.
Oh, yeah, what figures did you get, Chris?
I got this loose Drax, and I made him stand up just like that.
How much did that one cost you?
I think I traded for him.
Oh, yeah?
I don't remember anymore. If I did pay for him, it was, like, $3.
Yeah. Chris has some stuff up on the Comic Book Fans United page. That he's selling some Lucy ones. There's only a couple left now since I'm going to buy some of them off of him.
Yeah, they're going quick.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize
that. Dude, Marvel U, basically any Marvel U figure for $5. Like, whatever you don't still at the end, like, fucking by the time we get to the next podcast, I'll probably buy off of you anyway. Because $5 for one of those, and since I'm getting ready to start customizing, which I always say.
I'll eventually get there.
Yeah. I have the tools to do it. Now I just need to get some cool sculpty stuff.
We have the tools to rebuild him.
Yes. I have a sweet Dremel tool that I use for non-Dremel purposes.
All right, let's see what I got. I got...
Oh, you got those the Savage O presses.
Yeah, I opened two.
Chris actually opened an action figure because he got two of them.
Uh-huh, that's the only way I will.
He kind of looks like Darth Maul, but white. He's like Asian Darth Maul.
He's maybe? Darth Maul's brother.
Yeah.
It's cool. He actually has fabric on him. And kid, you just put the stand on the ground.
Oh my god. Okay, you're reducing the collector's value by 3%. Actually, and I was worried that his lightsaber.
Yeah. Oh, it was kind of funny. I had him out first night we got him, and I was sitting there. I was like, "Oh, this guy's really cool." I had him posed, and all of a sudden, his lightsaber fell, and I was like, "Oh, well, that's weird." But then I looked down, and his hand fell off.
Oh my god! His lightsaber does not come separate from his hand, does it?
No, it does. It does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I put it there, but it like fell off. Watch, the hand just.
Oh, awesome!
Yeah. Apparently, Savage Opress loses his hand.
Yeah.
All the time. But it just randomly happened. But anyway, I think it's kind of
like
cool.
Like lightsaber.
That's a cool lightsaber. Cool. You got the little fabric on him. I was like, wow. That's
I like when they put cool fabric on action figures. It gives them a little bit of a cooler feel. Instead of just being like a chunk of plastic that you can't fucking do anything with. So like, there's a really cool Marvel Select Doctor Doom figure some years back where it comes with a throne. And it comes with like his broom handle and a goblet. And I was like, I wanted to buy it so bad. But the cape was thick plastic.
Oh,
it's like, why bother having a figure that's supposed to sit on a fucking throne, and he has a giant plastic cape.
That he can't sit with?
Yeah, it's like brilliant. Right. You can make a sitting pose, and you can use the cape to stand him up.
I also got, what else I got? I got the Compound Hulk.
Yeah, that one is interesting.
It's funny.
It has what, Impossible Man on the back.
You know the funny thing about it, though? It's
Impossible Man.
The funny thing is, it's actually based off a cover designed by Ed McGuinness.
It's because Ed McGuinness and Jeff Loeb did that god-awful Red Hulk bullshit.
It's still going on. I don't know if they're still on the title, though.
Yeah, I think that title is gone. No, but now, is it?
Still there.
Oh, God.
Last time I heard.
But I know that Red Hulk is now a member of the Avengers.
Yeah.
And Red She-Hulk is a member of the Defenders. And that annoyance. We want to talk about our one question that we got on our
one page? Question, yeah. I decided, hey, to post on our page that we're...
Yeah.
Doing the podcast right now, and I wanted to get some random questions for our Q&A at the end. Well, we had a one question, and I feel really bad for Tyler because I haven't read Animal Man or Swamp Thing.
I want to read Animal Man, but the question was, what do you guys think about the new 52 Animal Man and Swamp Thing so far? I said, I think it's flipping awesome and some of the best modern comics I've read in an extremely long time. I keep hearing great things about
That's all I've ever heard about. Animal Man is fantastic.
Swamp Thing's fantastic. And somebody else doing it? Doing Animal Man?
Let's.
I don't know shit about the new Swamp Thing, but I keep hearing that the new Animal Man is amazing.
You know, everybody I've talked to is like, talk about Animal Man! Talk about Swamp Thing! And I don't know anything about the books right now.
All I know is that Animal Man was written for a long time by Grant Morrison. So that shit has got to be really fucking weird.
Grant Morrison's good.
Yeah, he's good, but his stuff is really weird. If you have never read The Invisibles, do so. And then try to figure out what the fuck you just read. I love The Invisibles. It's crazy as hell. He admits that he came up with the idea while being really high in Kathmandu. That's a real story. And like, fucking there's a guy who communes with the astral spirit of John Lennon. After getting really high. He said this was a true life experience. I was like, oh my god. Grant Morrison, you are cool, but really fucking weird. Well, we can try to tease for next week.
What should we tease for next week?
I'm going to read this Court of Owls stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure I dig it all out for Josh.
Possibly Uncanny X-Force as well, because I really liked X-Force before that.
I'll dig it out.
It'll give me something to read, because I have a bad habit of just like chilling at night and doing nothing, and reading helps calm me down before bed.
Yeah, I'll find some good stuff for Josh. I'm going to be reading... Fuck. What did I borrow?
Annihilation Conquest.
Annihilation Conquest.
And almost the bulk of the entire thing.
Yeah,
because Chris needs to find out. Yeah, and it's Red, White, and Black, I think.
Red, White, and Black, Grendel. Is that all I borrowed?
Yeah, for the moment.
I might have to snag something else from you when I go to your place.
Well, some of it was issues for Annihilation Conquest as well. Everything but the Wraith stuff.
Those will go away quick. I'll read them fast.
Because Chris needs to understand just how badass Star-Lord is.
Star-Lord's a pussy.
Did you ever talk about Star-Lord again?
I knew you would say that. I
love Star-Lord.
Gosh, this is a little shorter.
We're only 5 minutes shorter than the last one.
I know.
So we can probably end it right here. What do you think? Huh? Stop playing with your toys. It is. He's got a cool lightsaber. I'm glad that it's not just a Darth Maul copy lightsaber.
Yeah.
It's a cool hilt.
They added extras to it.
As someone who's eventually going to build his own lightsaber, this pleases me.
Josh is going to build a lightsaber. Stay tuned for updates. He also said he was going to customize figures soon.
That's true.
7 years ago.
You think that's an estimate.
I know. It's a guesstimate.
I have a bunch of figures that are like $2 that I bought just to customize, and I never fucking did anything with them. I have the Spider-Man movie figure, Jonah Jameson, where he bangs on his desk and stuff shakes. It was $2.
Oh, God.
I was like, I'm going to buy that.
I think he had to pay me $2 to buy that thing. Here's $2. Buy it with this. Okay, I guess I can.
There we go.
Oh, man.
We don't have much to think for next week. We're actually going to read some comics this week, so.
I read them all the time.
Yeah. I read some older comics all the time, but.
I'll read some good stuff. I want to do some more review-ish kind of stuff next time.
We gotta buy new comics to review them.
I know.
Or we can just review old, cool stuff.
Yeah.
Like we have been.
I like doing that.
It's fun. I don't know if anybody else enjoys it, but...
You know, I don't give a shit.
That's because we haven't gotten any comments. There's nobody comments on our goddamn podcast. Comment on our page. Email us. TalkinShopPodcast. One word. We'll link it on the page at gmail.com. Email us. It's really annoying me and making me sad that I created a whole Gmail account... just for this, and nobody's email. I don't even have any fucking spam emails there, okay?
That's how pathetic it's been.
Nobody listens. We've
had a lot of listens, but no one comments.
Yeah.
I think it's just people going...
That's the internet.
Ah, fuck, whoops. I didn't want to hear this.
That's the enemy of the internet. Like, there's articles on Destructoid that I read that has, like, 8 fucking comments.
You know, seriously.
You guys haven't gotten any feedback yet?
Very little.
Feedback from people in person. More than anything else. I get feedback from people.
I talk to people online that tell me about it. But I mean, seriously, if you like it, tell your friends.
Yeah. If you don't like it,
tell your friends.
Yeah. Tell us. Tell something. We want some feedback. We want to actually get some real feedback going. So.
Yeah,
I like the question. You know, it's a question we can't answer because we're dumbasses.
You know, it's awesome to actually get a question.
Yeah.
But I feel really shitty for Tyler that I couldn't answer it for him.
Sorry, bro.
Sorry, Tyler.
I will
check into this.
If you send us those issues, maybe we can read them. Or maybe get somebody else to send us comics. We're just trying to get free comics, really. That's the entire point.
God, now you sound like Jason Mewes.
Yeah.
Just getting free comics. Anyway, I think that'll be it tonight.
Yeah, it's Talking Shop with Chris and Josh. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Katie, for being here.
You're welcome.
In your house.
Say, what's your website again? Your Facebook page?
My Facebook, it's Katie Wagner's Art.
All right, and we'll link it.
Yeah.
So for all 5 of you that pay attention to this,
you can make a shout out about the podcast. Yeah. I'll give you a discount.
Ooh, look at that.
Fonza.
Good business for everybody.
Fonza. Also, Katie has a catchphrase.
Ooh, Fonza.
See? It's for anything awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
Is this podcast awesome?
Oh, it's Fonza.
Ah, I like it.
This is just pandering. I'm okay with it. I will take everything that I can get.
All right. Here's your $5. Thank you.
Anyway, this has been Talking Shop with Chris and Josh and Katie today. let us know what's going on, guys. Give us some feedback, and hopefully we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Adios. And now I have to figure out how to turn this off.